Listen to Today with Sean O'Rourke with the RTE Radio Player.
Australia's highest court has acquitted the former Vatican treasurer, George Pell, of sexually assaulting two teenage choir boys in the 1990s, allowing the 78-year-old cardinal to walk free from jail. The High Court ordered his convictions to be quashed and verdicts of acquittal to be entered in their place, ending the most high-profile case of alleged historical sex abuse to rock the Catholic Church. To give us more on this, I am joined on the line by David Marr, a social commentator and Guardian Australia journalist who's been covering this trial in its entirety. He's also author of the book The Prince, Faith, Abuse and George Pell. Thank you indeed for joining us, David.
Pleasure, Sean.
This was a very high profile case, as we say. There was a criminal trial, then there was an appeal which went against the cardinal, but finally he has got this. Is it a unanimous ruling from Australia's highest court?
Unanimous ruling from the highest court. All seven judges said that he should be released and that the verdict of the jury was unsafe.
And the original conclusion was that the original evidence was that he had abused two altar boys, one of them who had died, but the other who gave evidence against him.
That's right. The only evidence against Pell on these counts was by the one surviving choir boy. He's now a man in his mid-30s, and everybody except the cardinal's lawyers, everybody has said that he is a profoundly convincing man. Now, his evidence was heard in camera. That's something that happens in most Australian states when we're doing sex abuse cases. It hasn't even been published in full. We don't really know, but we do know that he convinced the police, he convinced the prosecution authorities in the state of Victoria, he convinced a jury, he convinced the Victorian Court of Appeal, but he did not convince, he emphatically didn't convince the High Court. Though the High Court was not critical of him at all. They just said all of these old church officials who were brought into the court to give evidence on behalf of Pell could not be ruled out, they could not be swept away, and they raised doubt.
And that doubt centred on, did it not, the whole question of whether it was physically possible in the time available, as described by this witness, for the cardinal to have conducted the abuse that he was accused of.
That's right. Sean, imagine the scene. So High Mass has just concluded in St. Patrick's Cathedral in Melbourne, which is an enormous bleak black stone building of some grandeur. And there was a procession to the west door. Pell, newly installed as Archbishop only a few months before, had decided that he would now, in a kind of democratic gesture, talk to the worshippers as they left the cathedral. As he did so, the argument is, the claim is, that a couple of those choir boys in the procession slipped away, got into the deserted sacristy, found the wine, were having a bit of a sip of the wine, when, lo and behold, Pell alone entered the room. One of those boys became a heroin addict at a very, very young age. In fact, only a year or so after these events were supposed to have occurred, he died of a heroin overdose a few years ago. The surviving choir boy gave evidence that Pell then sexually assaulted him and the other boy. And then some weeks later, when passing him in a crowded corridor, leant down and grabbed his genitals in passing. Now, as I say, Pell was found guilty by the jury, and that has finally been overturned because of the evidence of the church officials who said he was on the steps, not in the sacristy, he was never alone when robed, and besides, his robes were heavy and complicated, very, very hard to get an erect penis out of them.
There was a particular piece of evidence, I think, given by the cardinal's master of ceremonies, a man called Charles Portelli. What was his role, or what did he have to contribute?
I've written writing about this over the years, these allegations, that if you believe Portelli, it's very hard to believe Pell's accuser, because it is Portelli who says that he stood with Pell on the steps at the west end of the cathedral. It's Portelli who says that he was always with Pell as church practice demanded whenever Pell was robed. It was Portelli who said that he was with him in the sacristy. And Portelli is his main witness. And the criticism of the High Court was that the prosecution at the trial never really laid a finger on Portelli. Yes, they sort of made some criticisms of him at the fringes, and they suggested that maybe these practices, you know, weren't always followed, and therefore there was an opportunity for Pell to have this 4 or 5 minute sexual encounter with the choir boys. But the High Court said, essentially, Portelli's evidence was uncontested. And therefore, while they didn't entirely disbelieve the accuser, they had to, the court said, pay enough attention to Portelli for doubts to be raised.
He's an old man now. Well, he's not that old. He's late 70s, 78, I think, heading towards 79. He has maintained his innocence from the start. What did Cardinal Pell, did he have anything to say after the verdict of
yes,
the,
he did.
The High Court?
He did. He put out a statement offering Christian forgiveness to his accuser, making a statement of support for victims of abuse, and once again saying that he had not committed these crimes. He's now gone into retreat at a convent in Melbourne. Whether he now has to self-isolate, as we do in this country, for 14 days when moving from one building to another, I don't know. But he is now after the most immense campaign by his lawyers, he's now free.
So what reaction has there been from, I mean, Australia, I think, where the Catholic Church is concerned, has been very divided by this case. Some people staunchly supporting Cardinal Pell, others not so at all. So what kind of reaction has there been?
You don't put people in jail because they're disliked, but it has to be said that Pell is widely disliked inside his own church, but he's adored by very conservative figures in the church. And some of those conservative archbishops have celebrated his release, as well they might. But a very thoughtful archbishop in Australia, Coleridge his name is, and he's the Archbishop of Brisbane, had some more muted things to say about the acquittal. The press supporters of Pell have been holding fireworks displays, essentially, and raging about the sins of particularly the national broadcaster, the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, because the ABC has been doing spectacularly good reporting on Pell and on child abuse in the church. My view is that there's going to be a kind of a Category 5 tornado sweep Australia in the next days and weeks. And you may also know that in the hours after Pell's acquittal, the Pope prayed publicly for those who were the victims of false allegations.
Okay, obviously a few twists and turns in this story to go, but look, we'll leave it there for now. My thanks to you, David Marr, social commentator and Guardian Australia journalist. Thanks indeed.